morning, everyone, and welcome to A Night at the Bethlehem. My name is Carson. In today's production, I play the part of the Virgin Mary. This is my costume, and it's supposed to be what people wore about 2,000 years ago in a country called Israel. Israel's on the other side of the world, and that's where the baby Jesus was born all those years ago. In a little town called Bethlehem. And you know what? Bethlehem is still there today. Oh, it looks different now. Of course, instead of clothes like I'm wearing, now they wear things like blue jeans and t-shirts. They have smartphones and internet just like we do, but today we're going to recreate Bethlehem just like it might have been on this special night a long time ago. The night when Jesus, the Son of God, was born in a virgin to Mary. To me, what would it have been like? Oh, that night over 2,000 years ago in the other side of the world, in another country, in a little town called Bethlehem. Let's find out together as we journey back to a night at the Bethlehem. About 2,000 years ago, I was a young girl in Israel, and I was engaged to be married to a wonderful man who lived in our home. And his name is Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter. One day before Joseph and I were married, an angel of the Lord appeared to me and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored to the Lord with you." Well, I had no idea what he was talking about, and I was pretty terrified by seeing this angel. And then he said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." I felt better after that. Somehow I didn't feel afraid anymore. Then he went on to tell me that I was going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. He said that I was going to give a baby. The name was Jesus, and that would told me that I would be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The angel also said that the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and kingdom will never end. That is sounding so wonderful. I felt really at peace. I just had no questions. Just one question. Excuse me, Mr. Angel, sir, how? And this is what the angel said. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One to be born will call the Son of God. Well, that didn't seem too bad. In fact, that sounded pretty wonderful. So I found myself saying to him, "I am the Lord's servant. May I be me as you have said. And then the angel left me, but I never forgot. I always remembered what the angel said.
Hi, folks. My name is Graham. Today, I'm playing the role of Joseph, the man pledged to be married to Mary. You may ask yourself, dude, what were you thinking? First, you are engaged to be married to a beautiful young woman, and then she is found to be pregnant before your wedding day. Can you spell scandal? Back then, that was really serious. In fact, it could be deadly. So, not waiting anything bad, wanting anything to be bad, to happen to Mary, I decided to divorce her quickly. Yeah, back then, even if you were just engaged, you had to actually get a divorce to call off a wedding. Well, one night after I had made up my mind to do this, I had a dream. An angel from God appeared to me. My dream, he said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. That made me feel a lot better right there. Name Jesus, because he will save. Then the angel went on and said, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When I woke up, I knew that I couldn't divorce Mary. I mean, God was doing something wonderful through her. So I took her into my home to keep her safe. Then all there was to do was wait until the Son of God will be born.
Good morning. My name is Riley. Today I'm playing the role of the innkeeper in the little town of Bethlehem. The innkeeper is an important part, you know, but he hardly ever gets any attention. I'll try to spell it out for you so you can understand. See, after Mary went to stay with Joseph, a decree was sent out to everyone in Israel that everyone had to return to the town of their ancestors so that they could be counted and taxed. They didn't have any computers or phones like we do now, so in order to keep track of everybody, folks had to actually show up somewhere to be counted. Joseph, Mary's husband, was a descendant of David, King David, and King David was from my town, Bethlehem. So Joseph had to come all the way to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Mary came with him, and that's when I, the innkeeper, became star of the show, and that's when I delivered my now famous line, there's no room in the inn. Here, watch, I'll show you.
Excuse me, sir.
Name?
I am Joseph, and this is Mary. We need a place to stay for the night, please.
Sorry, buddy, but there is no room in the inn.
Oh, but sir, please, we have walked over 70 miles to get here, and Mary is very tired.
Sorry, pal, I can't help you. This place is packed. Well, with all the visitors from out of town, there's no place to put you and your missus.
Please, sir, please, you see, Mary's going to have a baby. We think it may even be tonight. We need shelter somewhere, anywhere!
I see a problem. We all got problems. I'll tell you what I'll do. Since it's obvious that you have a need here, there's a stable out back. Now, it's not much, but it's sheltered from the wind and the night air. You can have some privacy, and I'll throw some nice, clean hay for you. What do you say?
Well, I'll take it, and thank you. You have been the most kind. God bless you.
Did you hear that? God bless you, he says. Well, little did I know, God was going to bless everyone on that night, on that special night in Bethlehem.
Hi there, we're Kate and Riley. We play shepherds, that's short for sheep herders, in Bethlehem.
While Mary and Joseph were in the stable that night, the baby Jesus, Son of God, was born, and Mary wrapped him in cloths, swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger. Manger, that means a wooden box that holds hay.
But don't look at us. We didn't know anything about it. Well, not when it happened, anyway. No, see, we were out in the fields, watching over our flock of sheep that night.
And all of a sudden, an angel from God appeared to us.
And we were terrified, but the angel said,
"Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Yeah, good news of great joy. That will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, that's Bethlehem.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Yeah, is that cool or what?
But that's not all. No, that's not all. Suddenly, a whole bunch of angels appeared with the first angel, and they were all praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men whom his favor rests."
And then the angels left us, and then we looked at each other, and we said,
"Dude, we gotta go see this."
Or as it says in the Bible, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened that the Lord has told us about."
And so we went, and we found the stable, and the manger, and the baby, just like God had told us.
And afterwards, we went to the town of Bethlehem, rejoicing and telling anyone who would listen exactly what had happened. And we praised and glorified God for all that we had been told and what we had seen.
What a night in Bethlehem.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cole and this is Audra. This morning we are portraying the wise men of biblical fame. Kings, you may call us, although the Bible does not.
And there is no clear indication that there were three of us. There may have been more, or less for that matter, but there were clearly three gifts, and so tradition has indicated that there were three of us.
Quite, thank you.
And although we may have traveled alone, it is quite likely that there were others in our entourage. Servants, cooks, camel bearers, just to name a few possible others. The scriptures are not specific regarding a number.
Nevertheless, we arrived in Jerusalem, seeking the one who is born, King of the Jews.
You see, we'd seen his star in the east and knew that he'd been born. So we came to Israel to find him.
We arrived in Jerusalem, first knowing that the learned men of the Jews reside there. We believed that the most likely place for their king to be born would be in their capital city. However, we asked the city gate, "Where is the one born King of the Jews?" Their Roman ruler, a despicable man named Herod the Horrible, was quite upset.
quite upset, and all Jerusalem with him.
But the lonesome Herod the Horrible was hopeful in his own way. He inquired of the Jews' leader where they promised the Messiah was to be born, and they indicated that it was to be in the town of Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, of course, the ancestral home of their beloved King David. The Messiah was prophesied to be of the house and line of David. Of course, he would be born there.
Yes, thank you. Then Herod the Horrible lied to us and told us that he would like to come and worship the newborn king as well. He asked us to come back and tell him when we found the child.
Terrible man, he had no intention of worshiping the child. He was jealous and did not want him to live long enough to be king.
Yes, that's what we found out later. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. We went to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem means house of bread. Did you know that?
Yes. Thank you. I did. At any rate, we traveled on to Bethlehem, and the star we had seen went on before us and shone down on the place where the young child lived.
We found him there, and we fell to our knees and worshipped him. We also brought gifts, 3 gifts, remember?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The gifts, I believed, are now represented as your traditional Christmas gifts.
Yes, Christmas gifts. Very nice. Thank you. And after we had delivered our gifts, we left to go back home to our own countries. But we did not go back through Jerusalem.
No, not back to Herod the Horrible. We were warned in a dream not to go back his way again.
Instead, we went away in peace, having found the King of Kings on a night in Bethlehem.
A mother,
a husband, and a protector.
A hero.
Some shepherds out in a field, dude.
Wise men, possibly 3, potentially more from the east.
We were all there on that We were all there in Bethlehem on that special night.
We came there to be counted.
We were visited by angels and came to see what had happened.
We followed a star and searched for a king.
I was there to help some folks in need.
And I was there to have a baby, the Son of God, the King of Kings. God brought us all together on
a night in Bethlehem.